soft and surly as you rip it up, I'll take your bet. Star wonder colors never seen. Oh, your eyes are green. This is the Real Cy B on the Pete Jones Radio Show, Radio Reverb Brighton, 97.2 FM.
Now, here's a chap who always gets it right, Mr. Matt Murphy. Hello, sir. How are you?
Hello, Pete. I'm good, thank you.
Yeah, you're looking good. You're sounding great in the little rehearsal there.
Nice one, thank you.
What's going on in your life?
Just gigging, really. Been doing a lot of that. Well, as much as I can.
Yeah.
Been just ringing up bars and doing my own gigs rather than sort of relying on other people to do it for me.
Yeah, definitely.
And, doing a couple of festivals as well. I've done a couple. Played Kemp Town Carnival.
Now, tell me about Kemp Town Carnival.
It was fun. It was really good. I enjoyed it, actually. I didn't know what to expect. You know when someone says, I've never been before, and you know when someone's like, we've got a festival, man, and you're like, yeah, I'm going to go and play a festival.
Yeah.
And you get there and it's just like, I'm not going to say which one, but I played one.
Yeah.
It was some guy, he was a really, really nice guy, actually, but he brought me along and I was expecting like this massive crowd of people just going mental, throwing like beers all over the place, and yeah. it was just like an amp,
right?
And so then when I went to do Kemp Town Carnival, it was I didn't know really what to expect, but it was massive. It was absolutely massive, and there were people. I thought it might be people just walking past, but it was actually like lots of groups actually came over and were really listening, quite attentive, which was nice.
Now, talk me through it. Is there one stage only at Kemp Town Festival?
No, there was loads. I think there was about 8 or 9.
Right.
Radio Reverb had one.
Yeah, I know. Well, I knew that bit, but yeah.
I was on the Sawyer, I can't remember what it's called now, Sawyer & Co.
So despite that, the fact that there were 8 or 9 stages, you had a good crowd.
Yeah,
which, you know,
yeah.
Sometimes
the whole streets were just full of people.
Fantastic.
It was really cool, yeah.
And what else have you done then? Another festival you mentioned.
Oh, I played a street party on Waterloo. I forgot. I played Alex. He runs the Artista Studio on Waterloo Street. It's he sort of arranged to set a stage up, and they'd done a street party. They closed the road off. It wasn't actually Waterloo Street. It was one of the ones that go off it in sort of where Brighton meets Hove.
Yes, that was the Western Road kind of.
Yeah, exactly.
I know
that,
what I mean.
That was a lot of fun. That was really cool. Actually, there was loads of other people playing as well. It was good to listen to.
So what are the places that have responded well to your cold calling and ringing up and saying, can I do a little?
So I think I remember last time I was here, I played loads of gigs and I've been paid for a couple of them, but I'd never really been doing the promotion thing myself. And then when I came on here, I had one gig in the, Fiddler's Elbow.
Yeah, I remember.
And that went really well. And then I've done a few more. I've done one in Deadwax Social that I'll hopefully be doing another one when we actually get around to actually arranging a date. There'll be hopefully one in either June or July in Deadwax Social again. That went down really well.
But you got a gig tonight. I mentioned it a minute ago.
Yeah.
Shorts Bar, St. James's. So how did that come about?
There's a guy called Evan Walsh. He's an artist too. He just Facebooked me and said, do you want to play? And I was like, yeah. Actually, I forgot. I was like, I was just doing my own thing, and I just saw on Facebook Kira Gaya, who's also playing.
Yes.
She tagged me in a post saying, I was playing down Shorts Bar tonight. She's like, Matt Murphy, Oliver Coombe.
Not Olivia, of course.
No, not Olivia. Yeah, I noticed that. Yeah. That made me
mental.
Laugh a little bit.
That was mental.
I'll be playing there.
The guy's not working here anymore, the guy that... No, but I'm seriously, we got zero tolerance for that kind of
nonsense. You can't have it, can you?
No, you can't have it. Ridiculous. Where would you be with that kind of behaviour? So that's Shorts Bar. Talk us through what we'd expect from a Matt Murphy set. How long do you tend to play?
It depends. Like, I've normally... what my ideal gig, and this is going to seem a little bit sort of maybe egotistical.
Not really.
But I suppose you've got to be a little bit, haven't you?
A little bit.
My ideal gig is to... my whole template, which I've been talking to the bars about, which has gone down quite well recently, is I'm like, look, I know there's this massive culture for everyone to play for free and about 10 acts to play. I'm like, I'll do a Matt Murphy gig and then I'll get someone in and like pay them sort of a little bit and just say that, like, to do a few songs. But I'll do like maybe a 1.5 hour set and then they'll do sort of maybe 20, 30 minutes. And then the idea is to hopefully they'll go off and get their own gig, and then maybe I can do a support slot for them for like just a little bit of money. And it means you don't have to always, like, it is nice doing your own gigs because you get paid more, but I know I slag off playing for not a lot of money and stuff, but it is nice to, when someone else arranges everything and they're like, look, I'll give you a 10 or a 20 quid or whatever, just come down and play like a few songs.
Listen, we've all got to live, and you're not doing it for a laugh. You might enjoy what you do, but that's a different kettle of fish. Yeah,
some people enjoy building walls, but you wouldn't be wouldn't ring up a brickie and be like, can you come around my house? I really need you to build my wall. It's like, we can't pay you, but you know, we'd love to have you down. Like, it'd be wicked if you just came along.
And we'll get a couple of people to watch.
Yeah, it's like, you'll get exposure, mate. Yeah. Like, you'll
get a load of exposure. You get to build your wall, which is your dream. And who knows, there might be a tea or coffee in it.
Yeah, you might get a free drink. You mate.
Yeah.
Nice one.
Although you are making it sound quite attractive now. If only I could build a wall. I know it's a an eternal subject that comes up time and time again on the show. At what point, you know, is exposure just not quite enough? You know, you got to get some money.
I don't know. It's a grey area. The exposure, it's got to be, like, for instance, the festivals. I didn't get paid for the festivals. They're like a free thing for the public. But I'm thinking, I've never really played many festivals. And I was just like, it'd be a nice experience for me. But then I think once you've been looping, like, in a way, like, that's what open mics are good for. That's what playing for free is good for, in a way, because you can just get your confidence up a little bit. But I've been, like, when you've been doing it, like, 10 years, it's like...
Yeah.
Thing is, I was getting paid, and then I came to Brighton and just didn't really do music for about 5 years. So
where were you getting paid?
Well, in Northampton, my uncle arranged it all. He was like my manager, basically. And I was like, yeah, Brighton. And I moved to Brighton like in 2010 and just got caught up in the madness.
But you didn't bring your uncle with you?
No, exactly. There was a bit of dependency there, I reckon.
Ah, well.
I was like, all on my own, just doing it myself.
But now, 2016, you're on the up, you're scooping up, and you're making those calls, and you're doing all the promotion and all the rest of it.
It's funny, like, it literally is, like, you build it up to be such a huge thing, and it literally is just calling a bar and saying, I do music, do you want me to play? I'll charge this. Because they are paying for it, they definitely are, but they're usually paying someone to get someone else to play. So it's one person's going, I'll get these people to play. The person that's like arranging it is getting, so as long as you can sort of promote the gigs, like maybe give someone a few quid to draw up a nice poster for the bar, make sure they get some promotion out of it, because you know it'll be worth it for them, and it'll be worth, like, you get paid for it.
Well, listen, you got your guitar here, obviously. We got you in to play for free, because, you know, but
I need to join the PRS so I can start getting paid.
But you've had a cup of tea, so that's, you know, you got to be happy. What are you going to play for us?
This song, I did actually play... I played a verse from it on the last time I've done the show. But I've actually... It's had a little bit of room. It's obviously been 6 months, and I've sort of changed it around a little bit, added some lyrics. It's called Lead Feet.
Mate, you're a star. Take it away. You've got Mr. Matt Murphy here on the Pete Jones Show, playing live for us on Radio Reverb. Do get in touch, whether it's via the website, www.radioreverb.com, or just text us direct, 07909-547336, Matt Murphy.
This is going to be out on all the media things soon. It's being recorded currently. I'm aggressively calm like my turquoise bed sheets. With lead feet, I'll tread beats in a dead street till next week. With legs weak, heart strong, my art forming dark song paths, torn the skin they are carved on. The past gone, so paved the way for a braver day. It was a phase, them days you graze your way to love and praise. Your eyes were glazed, but times have changed, now you can spy your fate. Your eyes were glazed, but finding faith, you finally fired your mate. 10 pints of lager in a packet of depression. Nah, it's pints of water, often in bed by 11. I use a knife to slaughter demons, messing with my head and threatening, rhyming letters to earn some bread, cause I'm in debt, and now I'm not so angry, now I'm not so much a victim, but there's so much mess in messery, I swear it's messing, sickening. Walls, they still exist, although they smile as they kill. It's enough to fill your throat and mouth with bile, makes you ill. It's aggy if we choose a baggy pint or take a pill. I can only talk from my experience and what I feel. It's a struggle and the strife is managed better if your will is strong, and before you act, mate, make sure you're calm and still, then educate yourself. Moving forward mindfully and generate that wealth if you can do it ethically. And if you let yourself be steered, you will be steered into a wall. And if you're ruled by fear, then I fear that you will fall. Mm. Maybe I'm just some man, young man, making dumb plans, reaching for myself more than I'm reaching out for you. But if you relate to pain, or if you've ever felt insane, maybe somewhere in this song for you, that's just the grain of truth. Maybe I'm just some man, young man, making dumb plans, reaching for myself more than I'm reaching out for you. But if you relate to pain, or if you've ever felt insane, maybe somewhere in this song for you, that's just the grain of truth. My name is Matty Murphy and I'm an alcoholic, scatty, dirty, flirting with a serpent. I got massive. I'll give you 6 or 7, maybe, baby, you take them up. Now I'm just writing rhymes that make me laugh, to make you smile. I wanna mellow out and bellow passion, jokes and laughter. No more smashing lines and being broken, smoking after. Soaking magic potions, magic chants into the ocean. Dancing to them lyrics spoken, open hearts are feeling lonesome. Sex with you is like a fitness test. You're a witness to this addicted, sick kid, inflict this mess. What is this business? I'm a kid at Christmas, you're my girl, you're my toy, the loud girl, the shy boy. You're my girl, you're my toy, the loud girl, the shy boy. You're my girl, you're my toy, the loud girl, the shy boy. You're my girl, you're my toy, the loud girl, the shy boy. I'm your boy, I'm your toy, the loud girl, the shy boy. I'm just some man, young man, making dumb plans, reaching for myself more than I'm reaching out for you. But if you relate to pain, or if you've ever felt insane, maybe somewhere in this song for you, there's just a grain of truth. Maybe I'm just some man, young man, making dumb plans, reaching for myself more than I'm reaching out for you. But if you relate to pain, or if you've ever felt insane, maybe somewhere in this song for you, there's just a grain of truth. I'll blast myself in the face and I'll stab you with a broken shard. I'm a funny, trust I got jokes and laughs, trying to get clean, scum me in a broken bath. Funny, pay good money to have spoken last. It's all tongue in cheek though, take it with a line of salt. And can you blame me for this mania? Am I at fault? Obviously I don't really want to smack a person, and I hurt myself if I see another person hurting. But I like flirting with the violence that I used to see. I like flirting with that violence so romantically. But deep down, man, I just want to be loose and free. Peace and silence in place of racing frantically. I like flirting with the violence that I used to be. And I like flirting with the violence that I used to see. But deep down, man, I just want to be loose and free. But deep down, man, I just want to be loose and free. I like flirting with the violence I used to see. I like flirting with that violence so romantically. But deep down, man, I just want to be loose and free. Peace and silence in place and racing frantically. I like flirting with that violence that I used to be. I like flirting with that violence so romantically. But deep down, man, I just want to be loose and free. Deep down, we all just want to be loose and free. I'm just some man, young man, making dumb plans, reaching for myself more than I'm reaching out for you. But if you relate to pain, if you've ever felt insane, maybe somewhere in this song for you, there's just a grain of truth. I'm just some man, young man, making dumb plans, reaching for myself more than I'm reaching out for you. But if you relate to pain, or if you've ever felt insane, maybe somewhere in this song for you, it's just a grain of truth. Maybe I'm just some man, young man, making dumb plans, reaching for myself more than I'm reaching out for you. But if you relate to pain, or if you've ever felt insane, maybe somewhere in this song for you, it's just a grain of truth. Maybe I'm just some man, young man, making dumb plans, reaching for myself more than I'm reaching out for you. But if you relate to pain, or if you've ever felt insane, maybe somewhere in this song for you, there's just a grain of truth.
Mr. Matt Murphy. Whoa, baby. That's a track. That is a tune, my friend. That's coming from somewhere within.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yep, definitely.
Talk me through the journey. What is going on?
All right, that's quite a tricky one. This song is sometimes, obviously, always, every time a song is written, there's probably a lot of subconscious meaning in it that the writer doesn't even know about. But I think that sometimes it can allow you to sort of, I don't know, learn about yourself. I mean, if you want to say something, there's a reason that you want to say it. Like, and if you have something in you that's just like, I want to say this, it's like, and you say it, and you might not be able to. I mean, every word that I write has some meaning. Like the whole lead feet thing is just about not feeling like you can move forward, but trying anyway. Like dancing in the street, like tread beats in the dead street till next week with lead feet. Obviously it would be quite hard because your feet are going to be quite heavy, although you would get really strong legs. But yeah, that song is like, I don't know. It's, I think a lot of my songs are about some kind of either mental struggle, and then sort of accepting it, accepting that sometimes that's just life, and then putting a positive spin on it, like just creating something beautiful out of it. Like, and I hope that, I think obviously what I create, I like, or else I wouldn't play it. And I think that, yeah, it's just about creating something beautiful out of something quite ugly, maybe. And then there's all sorts in there, stuff about women as well, like a girl. And but that's not really what the song's too much about. That's just, it's, I don't know. I don't even know. It's just a stream of consciousness, I guess. It's just a mixture of different things.
Are you writing them, these songs or that one in particular, to as a cathartic way to release something within you? Or are you trying to sing it to someone else?
Well,
and help them.
It's for me, really. It's selfish. Like, I think that, like, it's definitely, I'm never writing it thinking, after I've written it, sometimes I think, I know loads of people that would relate to that, and that's why people like it. But I never write it with the intention of helping another person. I write it with the intention of helping myself. I mean, I am sort of going into political stuff with my newer songs, but that's another story. And that is more about looking at the world around you and seeing what you can, you know, maybe like trying to change things. But this sort of stuff, I think it does help people, but it helps people because I'm not trying to help people. And I've listened to music in the past, and I thought, you were blatant. That was completely self-indulgent. But I've taken something so good from that. Like it's for me. It's completely for me. But I understand that people will listen to it, and I'm happy that people can take something from it. Like that's a positive byproduct of it, I guess.
You are a wordsmith too, aren't you? you can chuck those words around. How the heck do you remember all that stuff?
I don't know. Some people can do certain things. Some people can do other things. I mean, I don't think it's anything special, really. I mean, I think I'm good at what I do, but lots of people are. But I think I'm also crap at lots of things that other people are really good at, like really not easy things, like just understanding what someone's trying to say to me a lot of the time. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? I really don't get what you're saying. Like, work-wise, I've found it quite hard my whole work experience life, because I've always sort of, just not really got things. But then for some reason, whatever it is in my brain that makes me who I am, it also makes me be able to do something good. So I guess it's just playing to your strengths.
Where's your comfortable work zone? Out of music?
Well,
what would you want to be doing?
Well, recently, in the last couple of years, I've moved around a lot, so I've not really settled anywhere. And I've been in Brighton, back in Brighton for a year now, so I'm starting to settle. And I've been doing some voluntary work as a recovery worker for people, alcoholics and drug addicts. And I get a lot out of that. Obviously, I've been there myself. And also, I've started volunteering as a youth worker for. But these are things that, this is for, I've looked into it. I've got a lot of experience doing both. Actually, the youth work thing I've only done once, but I absolutely loved it. I've got a lot of experience in recovery now, and I've looked online and everything. And there are jobs out there that I could take now, but I don't know. Like, I want to get a mix of art and that, because I think that if I was just an artist, then my life would be too chaotic. And I think that I've done work as well. I've never done work that I've liked, but I think that even if I'd done a job that I really got a lot of passion for, like in helping other people, I think that it would drive me a bit mad not having that, like, crazy, like that madness. That's something. I don't know what to call it, really. But whatever people get out of music, I don't think I could live without that. I couldn't do it. So I want to strike a balance. But at the moment, I'm happy to just volunteer doing it, because I've got a lot of training out of. Like, I feel like maybe I could start looking for jobs in it, but I feel sort of it's only just started to become worth their while, the people that have trained me up to do it. So I think it'd be a bit harsh to be like, all right, bye, I'm going to go get a job doing something else. And there might be a job that comes up there as well.
Listen, grab your guitar, delve into your music list. What have you got in your bucket?
What, song-wise? Yeah. I've done Small Price last time.
Well, that's all right.
But I'm going to do it again, because it's actually been, I've released it on Facebook, SoundCloud, YouTube, blah, 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 blah. I don't really do much Twitter, but I should. But yeah, it's Matt Murphy. Basically, if you search Matt Murphy on Facebook, Matt Murphy Brighton on Facebook and YouTube, you'll find me. But this is Small Price, and I've just released it, the studio version.
Go Guys, I would love to hear from you right now. Text us 07909 547336. You got Matt Murphy right here playing his little heart out.
It's a small price to pay to stay away from the odd party, mate. Though let's not take away, underestimate the heart it takes. Continue doing what you're doing, man, you started great. Them drinking games of fun, but ended with you drinking straight. For the next week, you'd seek to wean yourself off alcohol. You couldn't work and consequently wound up on the dole. As everybody got themselves together, left for home, you were never ever gonna leave that drink alone. But them days are gone now, man, them days are part of the previous you. But the demon's devious, don't believe him when he's nice to you. That voice entices you, but spoil the bigger picture frame. You're making gains, eager to repeat procedure, do the same. Too much down the line, you're moving on, producing song. Remember what you thought of art and pain when you were wrong. Perverted promises of pain and prickly, sickening dreams. Talk of tortured artists, is he really sick as he seems? It's a small price to pay, suffice to say you got a bargain, mate. Cause life today is miles away from when you started, mate. And I'm amazed the distance coming under half a year, acting a daft. Had me choosing boots with blues and fear. You snooze, you lose, the thing you do becomes the thing you are. Addicts chasing dragons, down in mason, chasing cars. Keeping tallies on her body, sanding face with scars. Little scallies in the alleys, writing tiles and bars. Keeping tallies on her body, sanding face with scars. So what a waste it is to taste the blood, the space of art. But now I choose the fight to life over that sick destruction. No matter the temptation or a sick seduction. If I'd have done this way back then, now where I be, I lost a lot of days, haze, but I don't care, I'm free. No one's struggle is the same, and we can't really measure pain. But if you relate, then you was maybe there with me. Every person has potential to go wrong. Every person, how it hurts him, has been flirting with that devil on the shoulder. He's been there too long. Every person has potential to do good. And every person has potential to go wrong. And every person, how it hurts him, has been flirting with that devil on the shoulder. He's been there too long. Every person has potential to do good. And every person has potential to go wrong. Every person, though it hurts, has been flirting with that devil on his shoulder. He's been there too long. Every person has potential to do good. And every person has potential to go wrong. And every person, though it hurts, has been flirting with that devil on his shoulder. He's been there too long.
Mr. Matt Murphy with a track called Small Price. Is that on YouTube, did he say?
Yes, yeah, I do lyric videos.
Tell me, what is a lyric video? You mean like a karaoke?
No.
Can we sing a ling a ling a long a ling a ling?
You can sing along if you want.
Man.
But no, it's just like I love rap music, obviously, and I love lyrics in general. And I love, some people can't quite understand all the words that are being said, so I like to just put the lyrics on the screen.
Because it's all about the word.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. Just words, really.
Who tickled your bits when you were younger? What kind of got you into this?
Oh, that was my uncle. No, I'm joking.
Easy, Tiger.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, but he's done time for that. That's fine.
I loved first. I think.
Oh, he's gone.
Sorry,
he's
my
down.
Plectrum fell on the floor.
Yeah, first things first.
My first music that I was like, yeah, this is wicked. It was actually on a Sega game. I can't remember. It was a theme tune for a Sega game. It was like Shawn Michael, I think. It's 8 years. It's like in the 90s sometime. It's like I can't remember the tune, but I remember loving it. And I was about, I must have been, I was really young, but I remember just being like drugged up off listening to this little crappy tune. But the first artist was like, I remember my older brother was listening to Eminem, and my mate at school was listening to Tupac, and I remember my mate at school, I think I might have said this last time, so I don't want to repeat myself.
But that's right.
He was like just standing there on his own, and I was like, what are you doing on your own? And he just said, listen to this. He had like a Walkman, like, you remember the tapes? And he let me hear, listen to some Tupac, and I was like, oh, this is amazing. Like, this is, no wonder you'd like standing there on your own. And then, yeah, my brother showed me an Eminem song when I was quite young. Can't remember how old, probably, I was less than 10 anyway.
Yeah.
It was about, I think it was As the World Turns, and there's a bit where, I won't say it because it's a bit explicit, but it was like, well, I can't really explain it, it was really funny, and I remember thinking, this bloke is really, really talented and really funny. So yeah, they were the first two, really, I suppose.
And, you know, both telling it like it is, telling it from a place that meant an awful lot to them.
Yeah.
And that probably, you know, sort of cut deep with you.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they're talking about what they know, like,
absolutely,
like, they couldn't, you can, like, that's all you can do, really. Like, I couldn't talk about what anyone else knows, and like, no one else could talk about what I know, in the same way that maybe Eminem could have never spoke about what Tupac knows, because he just couldn't, obviously, being a different culture, and vice versa. So yeah,
in
trying to sound all clever and just mug myself off a bit.
You sound just as smart as I would imagine. tell me, when you're doing the recovery stuff, do you ever bring out? Do you ever bring out the guitar? Is it something?
To be honest, it's something that, like, I try to keep separate.
Okay. Yeah, no, I was just thinking, because, you know.
Yeah, it's like I don't know. Like, I was worried a little bit about, like. But more recently, I'm just merging the two together, because I'm just thinking there's probably like quite a big fan base there for me in doing that, like with people with.
Well, that's a very good point. It's a good point. At least invite them along to the gigs.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, also, you can't hide stuff if you're trying to be public and you're trying to get a name for yourself. You can't hide stuff.
Definitely.
But I'm doing a recovery. I can't remember when it was. A recovery festival in September sometime, actually.
Okay. Oh, 30th of September.
Yeah, that's...
Does that sound about right?
That's about right.
Fair enough. Give us more details nearer the time.
Yeah,
because people have got a short retention span. Yeah. They don't want to know about things in September. What they do want to know is tonight. That's about the length of time they've got.
Yeah, the attention
If you're listening on Monday to the Monday live show, 13th of June that will be, Shorts Bar, St. James Street, just had a text in, loving Matt Murphy, beautifully immersive, edgy, and authentic words and voice. Where can we see him play? Well, I will tell you, Lisa and Grace. I will tell you now.
Thank you, Lisa and Grace.
You can see Mr. Matt Murphy playing tonight, 13th of June, at Shorts Bar. That is on St. James's Street.
Can I just ask Lisa and Grace a favour? Because this is something.
Okay.
I want to say thank you. That means a lot. Like, it really does mean a lot when people say nice things about my music. But what I'm going to start doing now is when people say something nice, I'll be like, "Right, you like my music, yeah? Well, can you like my Facebook page then, please?"
Oh, hello, he's getting all multimedia, isn't he?
The thing is, like, I never promote it. Like, that's all right. Thank you.
That's good. Sophia,
Lisa, like me.
Lisa and Grace, you've got to meet them halfway here, Matt. You've got to tell them what your Facebook page is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, God. How would they know?
See what I'm saying?
So if you just search Matt Murphy Brighton.
Matt Murphy Brighton, okay. That's Matt Murphy Brighton. We put a little link on our Facebook page, The Pete Jones Show, and I'm going to put out a little plea. If Matt's going to do it, come on.
I'll do it.
If you're listening to The Pete Jones Show now, go to the Facebook page and like us. Mm. It does mean quite a lot to us. It means all sorts of things. Lisa and Grace have just texted back saying, done it.
Yes, thank you.
So there you go,
much.
The power of the mic. Now, will you do also prove the power of the mic? Pick up that gorgeous guitar and sing your little heart out. What have you got?
I don't know, actually. I've got a list of a few.
Oh, he's got so many.
I reckon Too Young. I'm going to do Too Young. That's it, yeah.
Well, there you go. Look at that. Thanks for the text, by the way, Lisa and Grace. You guys can also text us 07909 547336. What are you going to play? Too Young, did you say?
Yeah, it's called Too Young. Yeah, thank you very much, Lisa and Grace, and anyone else listening and appreciating the music. It's really really flattering. Oh, by the way, I want to give a shout out to a woman, Jo Horn. Like, I remember she's like a massive, she was the one that got me into music. And I remember last show, I was just so, because it was my first radio show, I was quite nervous. And I was just like, so I just forgot to like give her a shout out. But she basically taught me how to sing, and sort of she got me into performing when I was about 14, 15 years old. So I just want to say, give her a shout out. Jo Horn. Right, this song's called Too Young. It's about an old mate of mine. Big man hits woman, boy sees it, boy gets upset. Too young to do anything about it, not a big man yet, nah. Boy can't wait till he's wide and tall, but in the meantime we'll take his aggression to school. Big man starts hitting boy as well. Woman gets upset as she screams and yells the house down. This is no way to live, and now there are younger children on the scene to give this negative experience to be dragged through. What a thing to be dragged through. And so the vicious cycle fails to see it. As another generation is deprived of peace. And so the vicious cycle carries on. As another generation seem to get it wrong. Boy's not a boy now, no, as a young man he's got himself a girl who go out and have fun and escape with his mates in the town where they grew up. The streets have taught him where were the streets where he threw up, fighting the law and even fighting each other. Young man goes home to see big man fighting his mother, and before he's had time to think, he makes his way over to the kitchen sink. He pulls out a knife but too drunk for battle, gets a fist to the face as his jaw is rattled out of place. Now disgraced with his ego bruised, he takes himself up with nothing to lose. Next day goes to visit his missus for the warmth of a touch and a love from her kisses, but she'll have to learn how to take the brunt of the rage he harbours for his father. And so the vicious cycle fails to see it. As another generation is deprived of peace. And so the vicious cycle carries on. As another generation seems to get it wrong. So the vicious cycle files the sea. There's another generation is deprived of peace, and so the vicious cycle carries on. As another generation seemed to get it wrong.
Matt Murphy there, putting the guitar down for the third time.
Yeah.
But not the last, I do hope. Thank you for all your comments as we've gone along for the Matt Murphy session on the Pete Jones Show. So, Matt, listen, you've got the Recovery Festival at the end of September.
Yes.
I've also got here that you're playing in Brussels. Tell me, what is going on?
Oh, yeah. So basically, before I say this,
yes,
I just want to give a massive shout out to NTFC, Northampton Town Football Club. We absolutely smashed League Two last season, and now we're in League One. So cool.
It was the next question.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's my hometown, obviously.
I'm getting that.
What was the question again?
You see, that's what happens when football gets in the way. Brussels, talk
me through. Oh, yeah, Brussels. So basically, this journalist, Jessica Joy, she got in touch with me through a mutual friend on Facebook, Hind, her name is, and she was like, yeah, I like your EP, I want to do an article on it. She writes for this thing, this magazine, online magazine called Sound of Britain, and I think it's French or Belgium, one of the two, and she... They're really like British music because, well, it's quite good, isn't it?
yes, it is.
Yeah, and yeah, they really like British music, and that like they specialise in British music, obviously, hence the name. And yeah, she done a little article on my EP, and then I released Small Price as an extra track for the EP that will eventually be its own EP, but I'm just throwing it in with the last one because it's quite stylistically similar. And yeah, then she got in touch and said, "Oh, I'm gonna arrange some gigs for you in Brussels if you're up for it." And I was like, definitely am, like 100%. So she's going to obviously take a little cut of the earnings. But basically a free weekend in Brussels.
Yeah, what could go wrong? Yeah. So not just one gig, two or three by sound.
Yeah,
three,
no, four. Three definite.
Yeah.
Another like maybe, so.
And have you ever been to Brussels?
No, never.
Do you know what? It's all right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's it like? I've seen the only... I remember, have you seen the film In Bruges?
Yes, I have.
That's all I know of Brussels and the Stella.
Yeah, but that's Bruges.
Yeah, I know. I don't know if I'll be going to Bruges.
No.
Is it in Belgium?
Brussels is in Belgium.
Yeah.
And Bruges is in Belgium.
Oh, good.
But Brussels isn't in Bruges.
No.
But that's fine. It's the same kind of thing.
Yeah,
you'll be all right. You'll be all right. You'll feel right at home there.
Yeah.
I'll tell you the things to remember. Belgium beer.
Yeah,
Belgium chips.
I don't drink, but yeah.
And Belgium mussels.
Chips.
They nice. Do a mean chips.
Wicked.
Although they won't take kindly to ketchup, my friend. It'll have to be mayonnaise. But if you can get through a weekend of chips and mayo.
I don't mind. I do like mayo, but I prefer tomato sauce on chips.
They'll let you have that. That's fine. Especially if you're playing for them. One last tune, if you could.
Yeah.
What have you got?
I think I'm going to do this song. I was looking through my lyrics the other day because I've actually started practicing now. I used to practice half an hour before a gig, but I never used to practice properly.
Right. Yeah.
And I used to write a lot, but I never used to practice enough. But this is one that I looked at. It's from my past, about, I'd say, when I was about 23, so three years ago. It's called Blue Moon.
Yeah,
but it starts off with a little bit of a different. Yeah, I'm just gonna play it. It's just,
I think it should.
It's just some nice. Yeah, it's different. It's not. It's from a different.
Yeah, treat
different time.
So. Take us away, my friend, Matt Murphy, Blue Moon.
This is when I was at the contemplation stage. Some people get that. I really, really like this thing that's clearly really bad for me. I nearly dodged the grip she took, another grab at me. Other lovers of a failing, it's so sad to see. Oh dear, I think I love this itch that's clearly really bad for me. She gets me into scrapes, she gets me sleeping rough and cold. She makes me think I'm free, but tightens that a mighty hold. She gives me problems that she knows only she can solve. Oh dear, I think I love this itch that's clearly really bad for me. This scar marks the start of a much sought after departure from adolescence to adulthood. Better days, better ways, better late than never, eh? This only happens once in a blue moon, but there's a lot of blue moons in a lifetime. Soon you'll be counting scars in prison yards. That's not too far from where you are or where you've been and what you've seen, man. You got lucky once or twice. Three or four times must feel nice. Five or six through stones and sticks and bricks and spikes and stitches stick. Seven, eight through magistrates, through court dates, face, let off the hook, put down my books and move away. Move on to that old cliche. I'll stay away from this thorn. From this thorn stuck in my side. I was 23 when I realised I'm 24, soon 25. And now I'll leave that itch behind and quit the drug that does my mind. Quit that drug that does my mind. Yeah, now I'll leave that itch behind and quit that drug that does my mind. Yeah, quit that thing that does my mind. Yeah. I really, really like this thing that's clearly really bad for me. I nearly dodged the grip she took, another grab at me. Other lovers of a failing, it's so sad to see. I do, I think I love this itch that's clearly really bad for me. She gets me into scrapes, she gets me sleeping rough and cold. She makes me think I'm free, but tightens that almighty hold. She gives me problems that she knows only she can solve. Oh dear, I think I love this itch that's clearly really bad for me.
Oh yeah, my friends, that is Matt Murphy. Please go and support him. See him live, you can, right now, tonight, Shorts Bar, probably in about, I don't know, an hour or so.
Yeah, I don't know if I got time to go home and shower and that.
No, you haven't. No.
What time is it?
I'm not telling you. All right, I will. 7:15.
Cheers.
There you go. Mate, yeah. Thank you so much for coming in. Have a fantastic night tonight at Shorts Bar. Best of luck to you. All power to your elbow, my friend.
Will you
keep writing these tracks? They are so strong and so good. Will you do that for us?
I will do.
And
promise.
At some point in your radical future, put something down and give us a CD so we can play it out of little sessions. So when you're not here, we can play you. Would you do that?
I'll get that over to you. Yeah, definitely.
You're a saint and you're a scholar and we love you.
Cool.
Mr. Matt Murphy, thank you so very, very much.
Antonia Redding, coming to you from Radio Reverb 97.2. Fresh and original.